Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter, and the episode of today concentrates on Easter. So let's begin with some quick rituals about this wonderful holiday. The Italian word for Easter is Pasqua, and it's one of the biggest holidays on the Italian calendar. Easter in Italy may look somewhat similar to the Easter celebration you're used to. You will see colorful displays of chocolate eggs in windows on every shops and bakeries. But I can assure you that we don't have an Italian-speaking Easter bunny. Easter, as you know, is a time of religious parades and celebrations, and often the focus is a statue of Jesus and the Virgin Mary that gets carried through the city streets. One of the largest and most famous processions is in the Sicilian town of Enna on a Good Friday, where more than 2,000 friars parade through the city. One of the oldest Good Friday processions takes place in Chieti in the Abruzzo region. Traditional Easter foods in Italy include eggs, artichokes, roasted lamb, special sweetbreads, and chocolate eggs. There is something to be said about the grandiosity of experiencing a Catholic Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in the middle of the Vatican City. But every church throughout the country in normal times are open for services on Easter weekend. And there really isn't nothing quite like the charm of a small neighborhood church service, even if you're not that religious, really. And then there is the day following Easter. And so everybody asks, what is this Easter Monday anyways? Most of us are accustomed to Easter Sunday being a holiday, and the more religious among us are also used to Good Friday being a recognized holiday 2 days prior. But what about Easter Monday? In Italy, that's called the Pasquetta, or Little Easter, and it's an equally big deal. In fact, Easter Monday is a national holiday in the land. There is a saying in Italian that goes, Natale con I tuoi, Pasqua con chi vuoi, which means spend Christmas with your immediate family and Easter with whoever you like. Practically speaking, however, Easter Sunday is still a time when people often get together with family. Easter Monday, on the contrary, is entirely about spending time with friends. A very popular Easter Monday tradition is to pack a big picnic and drive out into the countryside with a group of friends, enjoying what you would hope would be a nice weather. Some cities will hold special events on Easter Monday, including concerts and games, so not everyone abandons the cities for the hills. The games often involve eggs, like the egg race tradition held in the town of Tredozio. Another usual Pasquetta takes place in the Umbrian town of Panicale, where the goal is to roll giant wheel of cheeses around the city walls in the quickest time around and with the least amount of strokes. The dove is a Christian symbol representing the Holy Spirit, announcing the reconciliation between God and man, or more simply, heralding the arrival of spring. Food, of course, holds the center stage in the holiday, and from dove-shaped cake called colomba to pastiera from Naples made with wheat, ricotta cheese, and orange water, many are the dishes that are regionally inclined to be offered. Those are just two of the most important sweets, but there are many more to choose from throughout the country. Many baked savory dishes also appear on the holiday. One that comes to mind is a multi-layered baked pasta filled with hard-boiled eggs, a variety of greens, and a cheese called scamorza, with tomato and bechamel, but the selection is endless. And so this was just a brief introduction to Easter in Italy, and that is all for us on this episode of Flavors and Knowledge. Please follow this podcast on your favorite platform, and if you have a chance, join us on our YouTube channel under Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire, and we'll chat with you soon. Ciao, ciao.